弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings and good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
这几个月我连续在传讲圣经关于家庭关系、亲子关系的信息。
In my present series, I am attempting to explore messages regarding marriage and family and parenting.
不少的弟兄姐妹告诉我说，他们从中很有得着。
Lots of brothers and sisters have told me in private that they have gained a lot of information.
我不知道在座的今天的年轻人，你们有没有感受到最近你们爸爸妈妈之间的关系有了一些进步？
I'd like to ask the youth present that do you observe any relationship improvement between your parents?
比如说他们现在吵架的次数比过去减少了一点。
For example, have they argued less?
即使吵架的时候吵起来声音也没有过去那么大了。
Have they been arguing in low volume?
你们有没有感受到最近爸爸妈妈与你们之间的关系有所改善？
Are they closer to you than before?
比如说他们比较做错了，比较容易跟你道歉了， 不那么难为情了。
Is it easier for them to apologize to you if they have done something wrong?
年轻人是不是这样？有没有这样感觉？有感觉了摇摇手让我看看。
How many of you have felt this improvement in the relationship?
没有一个人举手。哦，有一个人是黄迅在后面举手。
Yeah, we have one of us waving the hand.
这两个月当我对父母在讲说如何养育管教儿女信息的时候，我心里就有感动，有一天想挑战我们做儿女的。
As I'm doing the series, I have something in my heart I'd like to challenge.
我要挑战他们起来求告耶和华的名。
I'd like to challenge you to stand up and to ask help from God.
上个月的时候我曾经问过我的儿子 Samuel, 我说你们有没有为父母来祷告？
Last month I'd asked Samuel once, have you ever prayed for your parents?
他说：“爸爸，我们年轻人很少会为爸爸妈妈来祷告的。”
Samuel replied, "We seldom do it."
记得那一天，他们高中有几个同学有 Bible study， 我就特别请他们帮忙，要每个同学讲一个最可能为自己父母祷告的内容。
One day, they had a few of them. They had a Bible study together. I have asked them to, pray for their parents at least for one matter.
那天傍晚，他回到家，他带回了四个儿女为父母祷告的方向。
That night, he returned home with four possible directions, possible items that the children can pray for their parents.
我等会儿会跟大家来讲。
I'm going to share with you in a moment.
今天我要当着父母的面来提醒在座的所有的年轻人，盼望我们从此以后在祷告中能够纪念你们的父母，特别是你们的父亲。
Today, with everybody's presence, I'd like to remind the youth that please help and pray for your parents, especially your father.
现在我们先来看一段今天应用经文，来讲说挪亚的故事。
Let's read the slide.
我们先来读，四节，先中文读，然后黄磊再带领我们从英文。好，我们用中文开始。挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园，他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身体。迦南的父亲韩看见他的父亲赤身，就到外面告诉他两个弟兄，于是闪寒雅服拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上，他们背着脸，就是不看见父亲的赤身。
This is Genesis chapter 9 verse 20. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent.Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their father naked.
我们继续来读。挪亚醒了酒，知道小儿子向他所做的事，就说迦南当受咒诅，必给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆，又说耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆，愿神使雅弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。
This is verse 24. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, Cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers. He also said, Praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be the slave of Japheth.
大家都应该熟悉挪亚的故事。
I believe we're all familiar with the story.
大洪水之后，挪亚就成了摘葡萄的农夫。
After the flood, Noah had become the vineyard farmer.
大家都知道，摘种葡萄的人都喜欢喝葡萄酒，挪亚也一样。
Vineyard farmers, they all enjoy wine.
有一些挪亚喝醉了酒，糊里糊涂就在帐篷里脱了衣服裸睡了。
One day when Noah drank the wine, he apparently overdrank and he went to sleep naked.
这个时候，小儿子韩进入帐篷，看到老爸赤身，于是就走到了帐篷的外面，召开了世界新闻发布会。
Then his youngest son accidentally went into the tent and saw his dad naked. Then he came out and had this press conference.
那时候全世界可能不到十个人。
There were no more than 10 people in the world back then.
韩把老爸最后的丑态告诉了他的两个哥哥闪和雅弗。
He made a big deal out of it by running outside to tell this to his brothers.
但是闪和雅弗听了以后一点都笑不出来，只见他们当下就将衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进入帐篷给父亲盖上。
But his brothers couldn't laugh at all. They just walked backward into the tent and covered their dad with a piece of a garment.
他们因为背着脸就不看见父亲的身体，他们显然是不愿意看，也不敢看。
They turned aside so that they do not have to.So that they do not have to see their father. They don't dare to see it.
我不知道弟兄姐妹在这个故事中你看到了什么。
So what do you see?
首先，你会看到一个家庭伦理的教训。
First, I think you might see a teaching on the family ethics.
在远古，儿子看见父亲赤身是有违家庭伦理的。
In the biblical times, it's unethical for sons to see their dad naked.
所以在圣经中你会看到，如果你入了父亲的下体，就等同于入了母亲的下体。
So in the Bible, you're going to understand that when you see dad naked, it's the same as you see mother naked.
而家庭的伦理恰恰是与上帝的创造的次序和他赐给予父亲的尊严有关。
Yet God had built the hierarchy of society and the family.
其次，我们看到人会招致上帝的咒诅，或者得到上帝的祝福，背后有一些原因。
Secondly, we see deep reasons behind people getting curses or blessings from God.
韩看到挪亚赤身，显然是个意外的撞见，但是他的问题是，竟然为父亲的羞耻雀跃。
Han bumped into this accidentally. However, his problem is that instead of covering his dad by himself, he went outside and find enjoyment amused in this incident.
他不是在第一个时刻为父亲遮羞，而是赶快跑到外面去传扬父亲的失态，为自己偶尔的发现高兴。
So instead of covering his dad or helping his dad to cover his shame immediately, he went outside and trying to laugh at his father.
韩好像在道德上、品行上，他觉得自己已经大大胜过自己的父亲，因为大家都知道，在那个时代，神看挪亚是义人，是完全人。
This youngest son had tried to demonstrate that he was morally and ethically way surpassed his father.
与此同时，我们也看到韩的两个哥哥对父亲的态度截然不同。
Whereas Noah has been considered a righteous and blameless man in the eyes of God. Meanwhile, his two brothers are behaved totally differently.
他的哥哥们为父亲的羞耻感到难过，好像是自己赤着身体一样。
His brothers felt sad about this.
所以他们怀着对父亲的敬重，倒退着进屋，连眼睛都不敢看父亲，并且以全新的爱脸遮盖了老爸的羞耻。
So with respect, his two brothers backed into the room, did not dare to see the father, and covered his dad immediately.
最后我们看到什么呢？最后这个故事的结局是神咒诅，并借着挪亚的口临到了小儿子韩。
In the end, we see that God had worked through Noah to cast the prophecies or pronounce the curse onto Canaan, who is the son of Ham.
让韩的后裔迦南人做闪和雅弗的奴隶。
So the descendants of Canaan eventually became the servants of the servants.
令人吃惊的是，圣经后来的记载，韩的后裔那些迦南人的败坏和高傲的本性，竟然和他们的祖宗韩是一样的。
Surprisingly, according to the biblical reference, the Canaan's descendants eventually were immoral and disrespectful. It was just the same as their ancestor, Ham.
因着挪亚的故事，我在想一个问题：我们每一个父亲的生命中，或多或少都会有羞耻和失败的事情。
In the story, I was pondering upon a matter that as a father in my whole life, in our whole lives, more or less, we had something that we have done with shame or indecent.
今天的问题是我们为人儿女的是带着敬畏和爱怜为着父亲来遮羞呢，还是张扬老爸的羞耻，笑话老爸的失态？
So the problem today is as children to our parents, should we help our father to cover the shame with respect or with love, or should we broadcast this inappropriateness?
今天的信息为你的父母祷告，我心里的感动就是盼望我们每一个人，其实我们每一个人都是首先是为儿女的，能够效法闪和雅弗，成为父母的安慰和福气。
The message today is to pray for your parent. I hope that everyone here can learn from Shem and Japheth to become your parents' comfort and blessing.
最近我看到一篇文章，心里非常的感慨。文章的题目是从老爸什么都知道到老爸不再重要。
I have recently come across an article, quote unquote, from dad's knowing everything to dad's is not important.
文章说，几十年前男人是城堡之王，因为努力工作和明智的建议被大家所推崇，现在却成了家里被开玩笑的对象。
The article implies that over a decade ago, men used to be the king of the castle. They work hard and they are respected. However, now men became an object of a mocking by the family members.
许多的男人不得不躲进自己的洞穴，在屋子最糟糕的地方开辟一个角落，来享受一点最后的安慰和控制权。
A lot of men, they are forced to develop a corner of their room known as cave to enjoy their control, sense of control and comfort.
一个城堡之王现在成了洞穴男人。
So the king of a castle has now became a caveman.
今天男人在社会上被瞧不起的程度已经超过了历史上任何的时候。
So today, men are devaluated and disparaged historically than any time before.
他们不断的被矮化，渐渐的已经不再是社会的支柱了。
It turns out the men have been belittled more and more, and gradually they are no longer the pillars for the society.
今天在美国，重视婚姻的男人正在急剧的下降，大概三分之一的美国男性已经表示不再看重婚姻，也不再重视家庭的价值了。
A recent research shows about a third of the American male they think that marriage no longer important. They no longer see the value in marriage.
从爸爸什么都知道到爸爸现在不重要，父亲的形象在我们社会中的重要性和影响力越来越弱化。
So from dad knowing everything to dad is no longer important, we see that the image of a father has been deteriorating in our society.
使得整个的社会正在经历一个历史性的衰退，它已经实际的影响到我们的国家和孩子们未来的扶持。
This can be regarded as a regression, and this has been affected our children in their future days.
我这边有几个列举出来的一些统计数据。最近美国卫生局报告 63% 自杀的青少年来自没有父亲的家庭，是正常情况下的5倍。
So here is some interesting data that we can look at it. So according to US Health and Human Services Department, 63% of the teenager suicides come from fatherless families.
美国疾病控制中心报告说，所有心理或行为紊乱的孩子们，有85%来自没有父亲的家庭，是正常情况下的20倍。
So according to the Disease Control Center, any psychological or behavioral disease, about 85% of those children came from fatherless families, which is about as 20 times as as children coming from both parents.
美国儿科医学杂志报道，2011年没有父亲的女性，711%的少女时期就有了孩子。
For the teen pregnancy, about 70% of the young girls in the year of 2011, they're from fatherless families, according to the Pediatrician magazine. So there is a typo there, 71%.
据美国全国校长协会报告，大约71%的高校辍学生来自没有父亲的家庭。
So there are 71% of high school dropouts from fatherless families, according to the nationwide President's Association.
结论是什么呢？结论是当男人变得沮丧、充满绝望的时候，我们的社会和这个国家的孩子也将会跟着遭殃。
So these data draw in conclusion that when men are in anxiety and depression, the society and the families will suffer accordingly.
我们要因此提出个问题，如何让我们的国家受益，让我们的儿女活得有希望。
So my greatest concern is how we can promote a healthy family living and how we can make our children to live in the hope.
如果再看得远一点，如何让我们的国家改变，如何按照圣经的教导，多多鼓励男人在社会、在职场、在家庭、在教会扮演积极的角色。
So to see further down, the question is how we can make our country change according to the teaching of the Bible to encourage men to play an active and positive role in the society, at the work, at the families, and then at the church.
今天我们在讲挪亚，在讲挪亚和他孩子们的故事。那么今天这个古老的故事正在告诉我们什么呢？
So today as we are studying the story, what has this ancient story told us?
首先我们在想说，作为儿女，我们要感谢挪亚这一位父亲听从了上帝的话，让他的儿女躲过了大洪水死亡的劫难。
So first of all, we as a children we'd like to thank Noah that he had listened to God and being very obedient and took saved his children through the helped his children survive the flood.
所以作为挪亚的儿女，他们要理所当然的永远并敬重自己的父亲。
So as the children, they had good reasons to respect their parents, to respect their father.
其实我们都是挪亚的儿女。
So we are all descendants of Noah.
其实挪亚的故事也同样告诉我们，作为儿女，他们会比别人更容易看到自己父亲的软弱和羞耻。
So the story actually tells us that as children, we are closer to our fathers, so it's easier for us to see the weakness of our father.
即使自己的父亲像挪亚一样，在上帝的眼里是个义人，是个完全人。
Even our father considered to be a righteous man.
所以作为儿女，他们有责任要起来为自己的父亲祷告。
So it's our responsibility as children that we should stand up and pray for our father.
他们要起来怀着敬重和爱怜的心为自己的父亲遮羞。
So we pray with love and respect to cover the shame.
再次挪亚的故事也似乎在告诉我们，父母的道德品格会极大的影响他们的儿女。
So the story also implies that the moral level of a parent would also affect our children and descendants.
我们若善待自己的父母，我们也会被自己的儿女所善待，并为上帝所悦纳。
So if we treat our parents nicely, we will be treated likewise.
所以今天我要试着从儿女的角度来说说我们如何实际的为自己的父母，特别是为我们的父亲来祷告。
So I'd like to pick on the perspective of children to elaborate how we should pray for our parents.
或者说我们做儿女的，我们怎么如何在日常的祷告中来纪念我们的父母？
Or how as a children we can help our parents, help our father in our daily life.
我们可以这样说，主啊，感谢你通过我的父母给了我的生命，让我得着了保护和供应，就像你通过挪亚给了他的儿女祝福一样。
So we can pray like this for our father. Dear God, thank you for giving me life through my parents. Thank you for your provision. Just like how you have provisioned Noah, I'd like to ask you to take him away from temptation.
所以我们也要恳求主让他远离软弱和羞耻。
Yeah, so we are asking God to protect our father away from temptation.
挪亚的电影看过吗？看过举举手看看。
Anybody watch the movie of Noah?
这就是电影中挪亚方舟。
This is a picture of the Noah's Ark, in the movie.
我们来看大洪水之后，圣经对挪亚的笔墨并不多，但对挪亚喝醉了酒的事情却描写了不少。
So after the flood, there were not much happened described by the Bible, but in a rather matter-of-fact manner, Genesis recorded this incident in Noah's life in which it provoked a major family crisis.
所以盼望我们做父母的，借着挪亚的故事都要警醒，儿女是应该为父亲遮羞的，但作为父亲，我们更要求神保守我们自己。
So as a fathers, keep a watch. Yes, children should help father to cover the shame, but shouldn't the fathers help guard ourselves?
所以我们也要求神让我们远离试探，不要晚节不保。
So we need to ask God's help to lead us not into the temptation.
这是两年前我在新墨西哥州参观一个机构的时候所拍的一个照片。
I took this picture about 2 years ago when I was in New Mexico.
这个主人翁是 Jerry, 他是 HCBH 的负责人。
So this is an organization called HCBH, and Jerry is the program manager.
这个机构如今已经有42年了。
So this organization has been in existence for about 42 years.
有超过100个工作人员协同工作了超过500个员工在世界各地为神来工作。
They have about over 100 employees collaborating over 500 people worldwide working this organization.
他认定今天即使圣经印出来，世界上大部分还有一半的人是文盲，他们没有办法来读圣经。
So the challenge is there, because there are so many illiterate people in the world, so even though you print the Bible in paper format, a lot of people won't be able to read the Bible.
所以他们到至今为止他们已经用了835种语言那个在190个国家里面来借着广播来传扬福音。
So what they have been doing is they have delivered a message from Bible in about 835 languages over 199 countries via radio and broadcasting.
而且他们是用音乐戏剧演出来的这样一个比如说耶稣跟门徒，他就有很多门徒的不同的角色来演绎整个圣经。
So it's in the format of a musical and a drama.
我讲的这个杰瑞是在59岁的时候，他准备退休的时候，神对他说话。
So when Jerry was 59 years old, he realized that God was utilizing Noah's stories, talking to him and calling. He had this calling on him again.
接着挪亚的故事，因为他在圣经中看到挪亚自从大洪水以后，做了农夫栽种葡萄以后就没有什么事了，最后就是犯了不少的错，造成了难处。
So at that time, Jerry was about to retire. However, he saw that Noah had a similar experience, that after the flood, Noah had experienced this big challenge and a crisis.
在59岁准备退休的时候，他听着挪亚的故事再次得到上帝的呼召，一直做到现在70多岁。
So now he is in his early 70s. So because of Noah's inspiration, he has been working ever since.
为了纪念神给他里面的重生，在59岁的时候他做了这个挪亚方舟的模型。
So in order to in remembrance of God's using him again, he made this model for the Noah's Ark.
他整个机构跟挪亚方舟的比例也是一比一的建造。
So the scale is one, the ratio is 1:1.
所以借着杰瑞这个故事，那一年我们去参观的时候，我正好是59岁。
So that year when I was in New Mexico, I was 59 years old.
小安牧师也是59岁。
So another pastor was also 59 years old.
所以我们大家在主面前说，神借着杰瑞牧师跟我们说话。
So we both said God was speaking through Jerry to us.
让我们每个做父亲的都有一个提醒，要记得挪亚晚年的教训，继续努力。为神喜悦。
So as a father, let us remember what God has teaching us through the story of, through the experience of Noah, so that we continue to work for God, and please God.
所以我们作为儿女，首先要为父母给我们生命来祷告，也求神让我们的父母能够远离他的软弱和羞耻。
So our first prayer would be, thank God for, giving us life through our parents, and pray for our parent.
我们来看第二个祷告，我们想说，我们要说，主啊，求你赐给我父亲勇气和智慧，引导我和我们的家。
So our second prayer is to ask God to give father courage and wisdom to be a leader in the family.
我想我们的儿女已经平时得到父母太多的宠爱，似乎他们对我们都非常的客气，但是我们还是需要父亲告诉我们什么是我们不能做的底线。
We feel dad is affectionate about us, yet we still need our father to tell us the baseline of what to do and what not to do.
我们来看这幅图画，我们知道这是今年的那个韩国的船难。
So this is a Korean ferry boat, and an incident occurred, back in April.
有数百个中学生死亡。
There are about 300 people dying, I believe.
船长这个时候是弃船而逃。其实我想我们的婚姻家庭这艘船也常常在危险中。
So the captain actually abandoned the boat and he fled his way. So this is a great analogy for our family life.
我想这个事情上至少有几个方面给我们有提醒。首先家庭有危险的时候，我们的父母离开了方向盘，交给其他人。
So the lesson is when a family is in danger, if the father is a leader, stayed away from the navigation, then the whole family is in danger.
我们的父母会造成危险的家庭，我们太过关注自己的需要，关注我们的事业以及我们的嗜好。
So as a parent, it's so easy for us to focus on our own interest that we ignore the other things going around.
我们的危险有时候在难处中，我们没有提供指导，没有将这样难处能够来可靠的成为一个可靠的领导者。
So the challenge is often during the times of difficulties, fathers fail to provide instructions.
所以一个父亲不能承担领导的和责任的时候，那么这个家庭就很难再撑起来了。
So when the father fails to assume the responsibility, then the family fails.
好，现在我们来看我们做儿女的应该怎么继续来为父母来祷告。
So here's the third prayer that we can do for our father.
第三个是我们要求主，求你让我的爸爸能够更爱我妈妈，让他们不要再说离婚的话，这会令我们感到害怕和绝望。
So here we can pray to God that, please let my father love my mom more. Let them stay away from the mentioning the word of divorce. This is going to make me desperate and fearful.
孩子们在说，今天爸爸妈妈都很看重他们，一切都可以围着他们转。但是他们觉得，一旦他们不在身边的时候，父母就可能离开。
So children have this sense of insecurity that they feel like their parents are surrounding them, but they are sometimes worried that when they're not there, parents may not be able to keep the relationship.
孩子们觉得如果父母不再说离婚的话，他们会感到人生比较有安全有意义。
So if a parent stops saying divorce, children will feel their life more meaningful and more secure.
我在这里要告诉弟兄姐妹，我们不要以婚姻为中心，不要以孩子为中心。
So we'd like to propose that brothers and sisters, we should be marriage centered instead of children centered.
我们当然要关注孩子的培养，但是我们必须更关注我们自己的婚姻。
We have focused on our marriage more instead of focusing on the bringing up of the children.
婚姻如果有难，亲子关系一定会缺损，而良好的夫妻关系才是亲子关系最重要的投资。
So the marriage and the parenting, they are positively correlated. So only marriage relationship will guarantee a positive parenting experience.
接下来我要讲一个夫妻关系吵架的艺术。
I'd like to mention how artfully we can engage in the argument.
夫妻吵架没有说好话的，常常往死里说。
So when it comes to the argument between the couple, sometimes the hurt is deadly.
所以吵架应该有吵架的艺术，或者有一些大家应该遵守的吵架的原则。
So we need to stay compliant with certain rules when it comes to argument.
比如说吵架不是为了论辩错对，而是为了表示不同。
So for example, an argument should not be focused on the correct or wrong. It should be focused on expressing the difference.
比如说吵架不要看重道理，而是要顾念情分。
When in the argument, we should not focus on the theories, but on the emotion.
比如说吵架不是为了赢，而是不怕输。
The argument should not emphasize on who is the winner or who is the loser. Argument should be focusing on you should not be afraid of losing the argument.
比如说吵架不要怕吃亏，而是愿意受气。
So in the argument, you should not be afraid of being the loser side.
保罗的话说得非常的清楚，为什么不愿意吃亏，为什么不愿意受气呢？
So Paul had mentioned this once.
保罗认定一个教会弟兄姐妹是一家人，一个家庭里更是如此。
So Paul was saying in the family, in the church family, brothers and sisters belong to a big family. And then in the family, people should be close to each other as well.
如果你的心里有一个我为什么要受气，我为什么要吃亏的，那么吃亏和受气的一定是你的配偶或者家人。
So if you keep thinking that you are the loser, then it's the people who are close to you, they're going to suffer the most.
那么有人会说，如果这样愿意受气的，那吵架还吵得起来吗？
So how can we engage in argument if we have this mindset?
所以会吵架的人，懂得吵架艺术的夫妻，他们会越吵越少，越吵越好，对不对？
Therefore, the couple who know the art of argument, they will argue less, and they will argue better.
OK, 现在今天孩子们当着孩子们的面，我要教孩子们一个绝招。
So today I'm going to teach the youth a technique.
如果以后你看到爸爸妈妈在吵架的时候，吵得不亦乐乎的时候，你开始要为他们，立刻为他们祷告。
So next time when you see your parents are in argument, the best thing you can do is start praying immediately.
你的父母只要一看到你们在为他们求神，他们就会脸红，再也吵不下去。
Your parents will be shameful when they see you pray for them. They will stop arguing immediately.
许多孩子们在笑。今天晚上你们吵，我相信他们会用这一招。
So if you want to try this out tonight, go ahead.
好，我们再来看孩子们怎么为父母来祷告。
So the number four praying skills.
因为有的孩子，我的 Samuel 带回来，有人说他们爸爸妈妈压力都很大。我们要说主啊，求你减轻我爸爸身心的压力，依靠你能够解决遇到一切的困难，当然包括母亲。
So we can pray for our father that God please relieve his pressure.
有的孩子说，爸爸在家的时候有时不想说话，好像很冷漠。
Sometimes we see our father very indifferent. They are not very focused.
有的孩子发觉爸爸很容易发火，好像人很绝望。
Some children notice that their fathers are very fretful and they are often in despair.
有时候孩子们他们觉得爸爸好像心不在焉，对他讲话他还没听到，很孤独。
Sometimes the fathers behave like they are preoccupied and they are very lonely.
所以要求神给你的爸爸一个健康的身体，一个安全的工作环境，不要让你的爸爸硬撑，让他能够祈求上帝的帮助。
So we need to pray for our father that he is not in a work environment that is full of pressure, so that he can open his heart and talk often.
所以请儿女们都记得，我们的人是灵魂体三者的合一的存在。 所以你的父亲并没有那么坚强。
So let us remember, the Trinity, it's the human existence. So fathers are not as strong as they appear to be.
你的父亲他的智慧和能力还很有限。
There is a limit on the wisdom and the capability.
大家想过没有？就是圣经上先知以利亚、先知约拿、先知施洗约翰。都有他们崩溃软弱和怀疑的时候。
So just as the Bible had documented that Elijah, Jonah and the Baptist John, they all had experiences of a collapse and a weakness and even in doubt.
你的父母特别是你的爸爸需要一些朋友的支持和帮助。
So your father needs support from his friends.
其中也包括你的那一份的帮助和支持。
And support even from you.
我知道不少在座的孩子在你们成长的过程中你们的心中会看不起你们的父母。
I know a lot of teenagers here as you are growing up you may look down upon your father.
你们有时候会觉得不得不给父母帮助的时候你们会感到非常的不耐烦。
You might have felt condescending when you had to help your parents.
我对电脑不懂所以我常常要麻烦我的孩子。
I know very little about the computers, so I had to bother Samuel all the time.
但是我的孩子心里好像有一个话说，教你一百遍都不会懂。
So I have the feeling that Samuel had secretly said, I have taught this to you 100 times already.
直到我想他们长大以后才明白，能够从小帮助爸爸妈妈是上帝赐给他们的一个恩赐。
So I think when they grow up, one day they're going to understand that to be able to help their parents as they grow up, what a blessing it is.
你们有没有看到挪亚的故事中看到两个儿子为父亲有遮羞的机会的时候是上帝给他们一个恩典吗？
So as the two sons of Noah covered the shame by a piece of a garment, don't you see the grace from God on this family?
如果你看到了你就长大了。
So if you see it,You're a grown up now.
好，我们再来看怎么来为父母祷告。
So we're going to see the number five, how to pray for your parents.
我们可以说，主啊，求你让我的父母多一点的耐心，对我有多一点的鼓励。
God, please let my parents have more patience and encourage a little bit more.
我在网上看到这个照片的这个图案的时候，我的心里很感动。这个熊妈妈出门了。出去以后突然赶回来为了说一句话孩子我走的时候忘了说我爱你。
So for this illustration in the novel the mother bear had left home already yet she made her way back home to give the tiny bear a hug in order to say I forgot to say I love you.
有的孩子这样说爸爸很少会对我说我爱你。
So dad very seldomly they would say I love you.
但这个孩子说我很需要爸爸的鼓励在我渐渐长大如果他常常能够来拍拍我抱抱我亲亲我会感我让我感到很幸福。
But I really love my dad could come over and pat on me and hug me or kiss me that's going to make me feel so happy so I really do need encouragement from dad.
当然孩子慢慢长大特别是弟兄们啊，男孩们他们会觉得这太奶气了、yeah.
So you may feel this is awkward especially for it comes to father and son relationship.
但是不要忘记我们父母对孩子爱的语言中其中很有效的就是肌肤的接触。
So this is a body language is described as one of the love languages.
我的两个孩子他们最兴奋的是什么就是我小时候他们小的时候我抱他们他们透不过气来的时候是他们最最兴奋的时候。
The most exciting moment for my son according to them was when they were young I hugged them so tightly that I almost pressed them out of air.
但是我们父母可能自己都没预备好我的大儿子当他出门第一年回来的时候他要抱妈妈的时候他最后说妈妈你的身体怎么是僵硬的
So when my biggest son when he returned home after many years leaving home when he came back trying to hug his mom he said mom I feel like your body is so stiff
我们父母预备好了吗能够迎接我们孩子对我们的爱和拥抱
so as a parent are we readyTo hug our parents, to hug our children.
我们再来看怎么来为父母来祷告。我们可以说主啊，让我的爸爸有时候能够换一个面孔，包括妈妈能够做我的朋友。
So the sixth prayer that we can say is, Dear God, please let my dad change a face to be my friend.
我在这个上面有缺失。我的孩子离开我的时候，十九岁离开我，我问他，孩子，你要对爸爸说什么话？他竟然说，爸爸，在我的眼里，你更像一个牧师，不像一个爸爸。
So I personally had failed on this item. When my biggest son left home at the age of 19, I had a communication with him. I asked him, what do you think about me as your dad? My son was basically telling me that, Dad, you're more like a pastor instead of dad.
但是我要说我们在上帝面前何尝也不是个孩子呢？
But I'd like to say that in front of God, we are all children.
上次的信息我已经讲到，许多的时候我们常常觉得孩子不像我们，其实我们不要忘了，我们曾经和我们的孩子一样有挣扎、试探和困难。
Sometimes we blame our children to be very defiant, but please remember that we are just like them. We once experienced all this.
我们不要忘了我们自己曾经的堕落，或者有更胜于我们的孩子。
We had fallen ourselves.Many times when we were young, maybe worse than our children.
即使今天我们也和孩子一样，常常有骄傲，常常有羞愧，常常有任性，也常常躲避责任。
So even today, we're so much like our children that we are sometimes peevish, fretful, shameful. We are not responsible. We had all the things that we blame them.
所以我说过，对孩子的接纳其实是对。基督坐在我们自己生命中的工作的认同和感恩。
So accepting children, for who they are speaks of our recognition and appreciation for God's work on us.
我想，如果我们能够常常在神面前悔改，如果我们也能够为我们的孩子的亏欠认错，我们的孩子心里会很高兴。
So as a parent, if we are honest and open about our mistakes or mistreating our child, our child might be very happy, and therefore it will be easier for them to embrace God and recognize God's deliverance and grace and forgiveness from God.
如果是这样的话，我想我们的孩子会比较快的来认识耶稣的饶恕和赦罪的恩典。
So that's going to help our child to know God more.
今天的信息是为你们的父母祷告。
So today's message is to pray for your parents.
原来我比较多的指着父亲来讲，就好像圣经中指着父母的时候常常说你们做父亲的一样。
Please pardon me that I often refer father instead of parents. This is because in the Bible it often refers to father.
对儿女来说，父亲其实也一样代表着父母。
So father represents parents.
但是我们在圣经中不可否认地看到一个事实，神是拣选了以我们父的形式出现的。
So God appeared to us in the form in the shape of Father.
所以耶稣在教导我们祷告的第一句话是说，我们在天上的父。
So when Jesus taught us how to pray, the first sentence is to our heavenly Father.
我们可以设身处地的想一想，如果我们不把神视为我们在家中的父亲，我们对上帝就缺少了亲密。
So without seeing God as our heavenly Father, we will see our confidence, or see our sense of security, or see our role models are being compromised. We're unable to recover the image that's intended on us.
所以我们在生命中也不会有信心，也不会有安全感和效法的对象。
So the confidence and the sense of security, and then they'll all be compromised.
那天 Samuel Bible Study 回家以后，他说他的同学和他一样，很少想到过为自己的父母祷告。
So that night, Samuel and his friends both commented that they had never thought about praying for their parents.
但是我相信有一天你读懂了圣经中挪亚的故事，作为儿女就会知道如何为你的父母感恩。
So I believe that one day when you fully understand the story of Noah, then you would start feeling appreciative for your parents.
你如果读懂了挪亚的故事，你知道会怎么敬重他们，你也知道怎么为父母来遮羞，来帮助他们。
Then the story is going to reveal how important to be respectful for your parents and how to cover their shame.
如果今天晚上你可以就试着为你的父母来祷告。
So tonight, I challenge you to pray for your parents.
虽然你开始为父母祷告的内容很肤浅，但是随着你身量的长大，你会更了解你父母的软弱以及他们身心灵各样的需要。
Maybe you will not be skillful at the beginning when you start praying, but gradually you are going to understand their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs.
我相信有一天，当你自己成为父母的时候，你会因着对孩子的爱，更多的在祷告中纪念你们的父母。
And one day when you become a father or mother, and because you have the feeling for your children, you are going to pray for your parents more.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you all.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear God.
让你赐下机会，给我们心里有感动，可以思想为父母来祷告。
Thank you for the opportunity for helping us ponder upon the relationship between father and child and the children.
作为儿女，我们从来都是伸手的，很少想到为父母做什么。
As a child, we often think about what we can get from father, instead of thinking what we can give to our parents.
但是今天你借着挪亚的故事对我们的心说话。
But today you're talking to us through stories of Noah.
让我们能够知道帮助父母，甚至为父母能够来遮羞，这是上帝赐给我们的一个恩典。
So I know that if I can help my father to cover his shame, it's a blessing for me.
让我们常常明白上帝的心意，常常成为爸爸妈妈的祝福。
Please help us be our father's assistance.
我们要求神赐给我们父母里面一颗为父的心。
We'd like to ask God to give parents a loving heart.
让我们真的知道上帝是将你的产业赐在我们的家中。
So that we know God is having a huge blessing on the family.
让我们能够在家里成为天父的代表。
So the fathers will take on the leadership and become the representation of the Heavenly Father.
领受上帝给我们父母的一个托付。
And then be a good steward.
用上帝的教导来养育警戒我们的孩子。
Using teaching from the Bible to teach our children.
使我们的孩子成为敬虔的后裔。
To help our children to grow up to be a loyal and decent Christian.
求神帮助我们。
Please help us, God.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.